This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. And we welcome, Tony has the most mispronounced last name in all of Macon County. I don't know if that's a title, but if it is, you own it. Is that right?
Well, you've really corrected that for me. So many people since our first radio show have said that's Perino. I heard it on the Brian Byers show that it's Perino. I've been saying it wrong for so long.
It's okay. We just want to make sure you're out there. You're very visible. Everybody knows the name. It's just one of those names people get wrong. Tell me about the Key team. Clearly, we were seeing each other a lot more during the WSOY MCA Challenge. Haven't been able to do that for quite a while. Hopefully, get back to doing that. But how's the Key team holding up?
Well, speaking of that challenge, I had you right where I wanted you. I was ready to take over that first
You're
place.
Still holding on to that.
I'm ready to get back after it.
Me too.
We need to come up with something to be able to still have that challenge. But yeah, we're doing great as a team. Really, real estate in general is doing great in the whole area. I was just looking at Macon County. Our inventory is still really low as far as number of listings, which is making it frustrating for buyers. But that means they're moving pretty quick, too. For the most part.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I really do believe that there's a couple of industries that are going to change with all this, and it's homes and it's cars, because, you know, people have had 8-10 weeks to see all the imperfections or get tired of what they've been tired of already, and they're thinking about things in a different way.
Yeah, as busy as it has been for our team and for everybody in the area, I think it's going to get even busier now that things are opening up. I think the sellers who have been waiting just to see what's going on, now that restaurants and stores are opening, maybe you'll say now is the time. And there are plenty of buyers out there looking to buy. So I think it's going to be really, really busy summer for everybody.
All right. Before we talk about Rock Springs, and we'll get to that, just tell me, what are the things you guys have learned as a team? You know, we all are doing things differently as businesses. What have you guys learned?
Well, one of the tools we've always had available, or at least since we've been in it, is digital signatures, doing contracts digitally and over the phone. It was always my preference to do them in person, so I could see people's reaction and explain things. You know, you can tell when somebody has a question by looking at their face, right? But during this crisis, we've been doing all of those over the phone for the most part and doing digital signatures. So it's one of the tools we had available to us, but now using that pretty much exclusively, because after we've seen the home, there's no need to actually sit down at a table together to do the contract. We can do that over the phone and digitally.
Yeah, office space, everything's going to look different out of this. And in some ways, we'll be smarter and better. But clearly, we want to get everything back to normal as soon as possible. Tell me about 2101 West Rock Springs Road.
Now, this is a great home. I know you and Tom always talk about price per square footage and just comparing that to other areas. When you look at this home, it's a huge ranch, 2786 square feet for $210,000. So that works out to be about $75 a square foot. So really a good value for the size. And it's also that one of the other key features we like to highlight, our key features of our listings. It's a 2-acre lot, so really big lot with a fenced in yard and two garages. So there's four car spaces total, but huge home, four bed, 2.5 bath, 2786 square feet, and really nicely updated too. So it's a pretty good value for somebody looking for a big home on the west side of Decatur.
All right, yeah, where is this located exactly?
Yeah, so if you're going down 48 towards Pena, you take a right, you start headed west on Rock Springs Road, kind of south of that Casey's over there.
Okay, I got you. All right, yeah, that's a nice quiet area.
It is.
Yeah, so and then what's over 2 acres, right?
Yeah, 2 acres, and part of it is fenced in. That's one of the things the owners have done to this house. They bought it a year ago and had some changes that they needed to move on, and at the time it appraised for $218,000. So it's already listed for below what it appraised for, and they've added some value since they bought it too.
All right. Well, we'll be linking that up on our social media on Facebook this morning if you want to win. We're still giving away 4 passes to the Avon, because sooner or later we're going to go back to the movies. We want to support Skip and all the local businesses. And you can like, comment, feel free to share. It's a great-looking home. It also looks like there's a lot you can do with it, right? I mean, it looks move-in ready, but it also looks kind of like a blank canvas that you could really make it your own.
Yeah, there's a lot of space to do that, yep.
All right, that's fantastic stuff. If folks are interested, you know, maybe now that the weather's getting a little nicer, and, you know, today marks a big day moving into the next phase, you know, if people have been on the fence out there, Tony, thinking about maybe putting their home up, maybe you know contacting an agent. What's the best way for them to go about doing that? Talking to the Key team or whoever they want to talk to? How do they contact you guys? What's the easiest way?
Well, probably the easiest is to go on to BrinkCutter.com, or our team's page is 217KeyTeam.com. Go on there, find an agent, and get a hold of us, and we'll make sure that you understand the steps to buying a home. Getting pre-qualified is one of the most important first steps, especially now. Most sellers don't want buyers to walk through their home unless they've taken that step of getting pre-qualified with a lender. They don't want tire kickers to be walking through their home. They want serious buyers to be walking through their home.
That's an important point.
Way to minimize the traffic through the home.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's an important point. So you contact your financial institution to get that done, and that's not hard to do.
That's right. Yeah, and a lot of people think that it's going to be a daunting task. It's going to hurt their credit. They don't know where to start. And we really like to try to hook them up with local lenders versus going on online and finding some national chain. It's nice to have those local lenders to actually sit at the closing table, put a face to the name, and just have their help along the way. So we like to hook them up. That's the most important first step.
No doubt about it. Well, you can go to BrinkCutter.com, check out the blog, the Key team. You better mention your teammates while you're with us here.
Yep, Ashley and Brittany, we're having a celebration today. We've had a really good month and a good 2020, good start to the 2020. So we're looking forward to getting together later today to celebrate what's happened so far this year for us.
All right, Tony, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend, and best of luck to you. One of the good guys. Ashley and Brittany, we were during this challenge, and we were running the track, and you had like this moment of feeling really old because, like, you know, you went to high school with her dad.
Oh, man.
Good kids.
Yeah.
Good team. And real pros. Go to BrinkCutter.com, and you can go... 2101 West Rock Springs Road is the home highlight this week. It's a nice ranch.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.